This is called Tell It Like It Is. How to pray when things don't go your way. I'm a mom, a grandmother, and a widow. I have 15 children and 5 children. Don't you think things don't go my way all the time? It's true. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Will you stand with me as we read the scripture together? Oh, that's wonderful. You pick up your scripture that is printed there for you. Everyone has a copy, and everyone should pick a pencil, but not quite yet. We're going to be marking all through this. We're going to take our time to go through this entire psalm. But before we do, you need to know this is part of Israel's hymn book. They sung it. We don't have the music, but we have the words. So before we go any further, will you bow with me as we begin this study of his eternal word that's the truth? Heavenly Father, thank you for being our shepherd. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting us talk to you. Thank you for writing this prayer. Wash us with your word, I pray tonight. Would you please enable me to give you the glory and make clear what you have written? I pray that as we read it, we would open our hearts as wide as we can to hear the truth that you have written for us. We pray this in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. I will read verse 1. And will you please read verse 2? We'll go through the entire psalm together. Psalm 57, I've entitled it, Tell It Like It Is. As you sit and stand in front of this word, take a breath. It's not my words. It's God Almighty's words. And he has written this for you and me because life does not turn out the way we want it, does it? But he has written a prayer for us to follow. What a blessing to begin to hear this. Be gracious to me, God, be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will take refuge until destruction passes by. Will you please read? He will send from heaven and save me. He rebukes the one who tramples upon me. Selah. God will send his favor and his truth. Here you go.
My soul is among lions. I must lie among those who devour. Among the sons of men, I
Do you hear how he tells it like it is? You get to read that again. And think a minute. Take your eyes right straight back up to under the title. Where is David? C-A-V-E. This is where he's writing from. So he's telling it like it is. You read verse 4 again. Go. Read with me 5 because it's the chorus in their song. You ready? Read it with me. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. May your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They dug a pit before me. They themselves have fallen into the midst of it. Selah. Go. Awake, my glory, awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn.
I will praise you, Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations.
For your goodness is great to the heavens, and your truth to the clouds. Everyone, be exalted above the heavens, God. May your glory be above all the earth. Have a seat, and thank you. Oh, Johnny, when I flip this, it doesn't move. Oh, there it is. All right, everyone, pick up a pencil. And everyone, you'll need a pencil and a pen. We supply the pencils. Pick your color. As we begin, right at the top, confident cry to God. But before we do that, take your pen, and in the right top corner of your paper, write a little circle, okay? Write a little circle at the top, above the Bible, on the right. I'm going to have you do a little exercise before we start. You ready? Just put a little circle up there. All right, now in that circle, when things don't go your way, there are certain times in your life, and it seems to me a lot in my life, I cannot fix something. You ever had that where you cannot fix something? In my life, I cannot fix that I'm a widow. So I put in that circle a W, widow. Another thing I cannot fix, I'm not telling you what it is, but I would put an initial. In your little circle, before we start the text of the scripture, to know how to pray when things don't go your way, well, if you can't fix it, you need to pray about it. So, right now, you have your circle. What is it? Don't you dare tell your neighbor. Don't tell your neighbor. Something in your life you cannot fix. Just put the initial or even use the last initial of it. So for widow, it would be the same for me because it's widow is WW. But you pick a letter, and remember what it is that you can't fix. Put it in there right now. Shouldn't take you long. There's probably many things you cannot fix. At least put two or one. Are you got it? Now hear the word of the Lord. How do I pray when I can't fix things? When things don't go my way? You tell it like it is. So let's follow what the text says. We're going to write it. Every time I read, you write. Pick a color. Every time you hear the word Lord or God or a pronoun for him, underline it in that color. You ready? I'm going to read it again. Be gracious to me, God. Underline God in your color. Be gracious to me. For my soul takes refuge in you, underline you, and in the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge until destruction passes by. I will cry to God Most High, God Most High, to God who accomplishes all things for me. He, underline he, will save me. He will send from heaven and save me. He rebukes the one who tramples upon me. God will send his favor and his truth. You see, you're seeing all these pronouns about God. My soul is among lions. I must lie among those who devour, among sons of mankind whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue is a sharp sword. Now, with your color, not only do I want you to underline the name or the pronoun of God, I want you to put an entire box around the chorus. This is actually the chorus. Be exalted above the heavens, God. Underline that beside your box. May your glory be above all the earth. So you have a box and you have two in the box. You see where we are? Here we go, the second part of the hymn. They prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They dug a pit before me. They themselves have fallen into the midst of it. Selah. My heart is steadfast, God. Underline God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises. Awake, my glory. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awake in the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. For your goodness is great to the heavens. Your goodness, your truth to the clouds. Put a box around this. This is the chorus. Underline the names of God in this one. Be exalted above the heavens, God. May your glory be above all the earth. Okay, with your neighbor, count all the ones, all the pronouns, all the names of God, and put that inside your circle. And I want somebody to volunteer. Tell me how many you got. You're all busy. I only want you to count the pronouns and God. Are you ready? How many do you have? Keep going. You might have missed one. 21. Okay. 21. Well, I might have made a mistake. All right. Now, with your, how many have a pen now? This is important now before we even get into the scripture. How many have a pen? I need you to use a pen now. Okay, if you don't, you can use your colored pencil. All right, this time. You ready? This time. I want you to write every single time a check for I, me, or my. Got it? This is not a color. If you don't have anything, then you can use a color. But if you have a pen, just check. Hear the word of the Lord. Now remember, this is not my words. We are studying the Almighty God's truth, so I'm making you pay attention to the words. Are you ready? I, me, or my. I'm going to read. By the time we start, you know the psalm. You're going to start to know the psalm. Are you ready? Be gracious to me. Check. Be gracious to me. Check. For my soul, check, takes refuge in you. In the shadow of your wings, check, I will take refuge. Until destruction passes by. I, check, will cry to God Most High. To God accomplishes all things for me. Check. He will send from heaven and save me. Check. He rebukes the one who tramples upon me. Check. God will send his favor and his truth. My soul is among lions. Check. I must lie among those who devour. Check. Among sons of mankind whose teeth are spears and arrows and their tongue is a sharp sword. Be exalted above the heavens, God. May your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. Check. My soul, check, is bowed down. They dug a pit before me. Check. They themselves have fallen in the midst of it. Selah. My heart is steadfast. Check. God, my heart is steadfast. Check. I, check, will sing. Yes, I will sing. I, check. Awake, my glory. Awake, harp and lyre. I, check, will awaken the dawn. I, check, will praise you, Lord, among the peoples. I, check, will sing praises to you among the nations. For your goodness is great to the heavens and your truth to the clouds. Be exalted above the heavens, God. May your glory be above all the earth. At your next door, next to your, the person that's on the next, on the right or the left of you. What's this psalm about? Just by looking at those two things, go ahead and talk with your neighbor. What do you see? Okay, I have to stop you from talking now. Open in your Bibles to 1 Samuel 22. 1 Samuel 22. Talk talk about a man that things did not go the way he expected or wished is David. This psalm was written by David. David was a shepherd boy not looking for anything. He was out minding his sheep. The prophet sends for him and he comes and God appoints him king. But before he gets to be king, Saul's the king, first king of Israel. Saul was horrible. David did not deserve what he got from Saul. However, you know why it happened. The ladies ruined it for him. Saul was a great victor in his army, leading the people of Israel. He was a very great warrior, but David was better. And Saul heard the women singing. Do you know the song? Saul has slain his thousands, David his 10,000. That's it. Saul was jealous, so upset, so mad. He was going to kill David. David in our psalm is on the run away from Saul. He's after him. He's actually a fugitive because he threw a javelin at least two or three times at him, saved his life. Jonathan, his best friend, told him to escape because Saul was after him. Tell me, was it going well? Absolutely not. Listen, as we read 1 Samuel 22. David's on the run. David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. Now, there are two cave accounts that David has fled and hid in. And when you think of a cave, you don't want to think of a small cave. You want to think of a huge, 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 huge cave where 400 men could hide in the back. There's like 200 and some of you here. You can't hide in this cave. So if this were a cave. But if you go to a cave in your mind for this situation, and you're going to be with me as we go through it, this is a huge cave. David and 400 men are hiding from Saul. Saul is not to be the next king. He disobeyed God. David's in his place. But you'd think it would go well for the king. No. David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and father's household heard about it, they went down to him there. Now, verse 2, you need to follow carefully to see the situation he's in. All those who are in distress or in debt or discontented gathered around him, and he became their leader. About 400 men were with him. Are you ready? I'm going to read those three D's, and you're going to talk about the three D's of how it would be to lead 400 men that were, number one, distressed. That's bad enough. Two, debt. Three, discontented. Turn to your neighbor. What kind of crew are you leading? It's a sad, sad bunch of men. Now, this is where David is writing this psalm. All right, let the word wash us. Let's go to the psalm and unpack it. The confident cry. Be gracious to me, God. Be gracious to me. And what he's saying, pity me. Have mercy, God. And as you're reading this psalm and you're thinking of your circle, and the things that are happening in your life that you cannot fix, you go to God and follow this psalm, and it becomes a way to speak the word to yourself, but to God. What a great gift that the Lord has given to us. Have mercy. Look at your circle. I need your pity, God. And he repeats it so it's for emphasis. Why? For my soul, or I, take refuge in you, not this cave with these 400 men. I run to you and take refuge or find you as my place of safety. We could just stop here for a minute and say that's important. Where do I run when I'm in bed at night alone? God, have mercy. I'm alone. Seriously. When my children are sick, you know what that's like. When you can't pay a bill, you know what it's like. Whatever you can't fix, this psalm was written for me. This psalm was written for you. And David knows what it's like to be in a situation that is horrible. Distress, debt, discontented, and he's their leader, and he's got it bad enough that Saul's after his life, going to kill him, dethrone him. Tell it like it is. And then the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge. There's a decision here. I will take refuge. This really helps me. You actually say this to the Lord. I'm going to take refuge in you. I'm going to find you as my place of safety. I will. Until this destruction passes by. The character of God as we begin A. Verse 2. I will cry to God Most High. It's a fabulous title. There is no one higher than God, and he picks this name on purpose, El Elyon, or God Most High. I'm going to cry to you, because there's no one higher than you. And look what it says. To God who accomplishes, switch with your neighbor and take a different color. I want you to see the character of God. I will cry to God Most High, to God who accomplishes. And you see that all things are in italics. Don't read that. Look what it says. To God who accomplishes for me. And the idea of accomplishes means he performs, he acts, he works in behalf of me. That's really what this is saying. But look right past back up there, and in the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge. And I want you to see how you put these two things together. God Most High, who accomplishes things for me, performs or acts in my behalf, says in the shadow of your wings. Can you just for a minute, do you know what a mother hen does when the storm is coming and she has all little baby chicks? She lifts up her arms and the little babies go cluck, 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 cluck. She goes, whoop. The storm comes. Where are they? Under the shadow of the wings of the mom. And he uses this tremendous picture. I'm going to cry to God Most High. God Most High, well, he's the one that you can hide in like a baby chick. That's really what he's saying. I will cry to God Most High, who accomplishes or performs for me, not just my neighbor, for me. I love it. It's for me, God. I'm coming to you about me. Sometimes we feel so selfish. Is this a selfish psalm? It certainly is. Talks about I, me, and my, and God. It's about me and God. That's what David is saying. I love this psalm. I will cry to God Most High, to God. This is his character, who accomplishes things for me. Now watch what he says in his character. He will send from heaven and save me. There's the confidence. He's going to take care of me. And really, save there means deliver. He's in the cave. He's going to take care of me and deliver me. Did he? Yes, he did. Do you know the end of Saul? Terrible tragedy. Did he send and save David? Yes, he did. But step back with me a minute. All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone has turned to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest, says Jesus. If you are sitting here tonight and you have received Jesus as your Savior, you can say, he has saved me, but also read this psalm and say, he'll send from heaven and save me. I'm going to hide under his shadow of his wings. This is the kind of God he is. How do I know that? I have one son and four daughters. I would never, ever kill my son for anybody. God did not spare his son, but freely delivered him up for us all. That's why you can say, when things don't go your way, if you belong to him because of Jesus and Jesus alone, he'll send from heaven and save me. Now, he'll do it his way. He'll do it in his time. But he'll save you or deliver you in some form, even if it means he takes you home. Like Bill Arp, that's my husband. He saved him as a child, but at the perfect time, after 51 years, on our anniversary, he took him. It was perfect. He saved him. He delivered him. He's going to do that for you. He's going to do it for me. You can enjoy this psalm with me because it's God's truth that never changes. To God who accomplishes for me, he's involved with my life. Therefore, you can say with David, he will send from heaven and save me. He rebukes the one who tramples upon me. In other words, he takes care of and thwarts the plans of my enemy. Selah. Actually, when you see the word Selah, scholars are not terribly sure about this, but the idea is step back and reflect. Take a minute and meditate on what he has just said. If you were singing it, you could almost hear the organ or the harp or the lyre having an interlude for Selah. What's the point of it? Think through what you've just sung or what you've just said. What did he just say? Pity me. Pity me. Me. Pity me. My soul takes refuge. You are my place of safety. And in the shadow of your wings, like a baby chick, I am going to take refuge until this is over, till this destruction is over. Reflect. You could say that. I'm going to cry to God Most High. It's not a little God. There is no higher God. He is it. The God who spoke the world into existence, who gave his son. I'm going to cry to him, God Most High. To God who accomplishes for me. He's performing his work and his life in me, for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He rebukes the one who tramples me. Think. I'll look at the next one. He will send his favor. He's not finished on the character of God. He will send his favor and his truth. And you need to know with me what the word favor is. Favor doesn't just mean gifts. This word is very, very important. If you were reading it in the Hebrew, you would say hesed. But the real meaning is covenant loyalty. And I love you. And I made a promise to be your God. This is what he's going to send from heaven. He's going to send his covenant loyal love to me. He made a promise to his people. I'm your God. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. You're mine for good. This is what he's saying right here. He will send his loyal love to me because he made a covenant to me. And he will send his faithfulness. Truth means faithful to do what he says. He'll send that. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. May your glory be above all the earth. I cannot believe he puts this in right here. Because I would say, don't say that now. You're talking about giving God the glory now? It's really important. Through the circumstance, through this destruction, through the problem, I want you to get the glory. Look at four. What does he say about four? My soul is among lions. I must lie among those who devour, among sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows. Tell it like it is. His enemy is horrible. What part of the enemy is horrible? Look at it. His mouth. Mouth. And you almost feel like, what is he describing? This is a metaphor. For what? For somebody that is horrible to him. My soul is among lions. This is not Daniel in the lion's den. He's talking about men. My soul is among lions. I must lie among those who devour or after to kill me or destroy me. Among sons of mankind whose teeth are spears and arrows and their tongue is a sharp sword. Turn to your neighbor. What do you think he's describing here? What kind of a person? Go ahead, turn to your neighbor. What kind of person is he describing? B, the circumstances. What are the circumstances? What are the circumstances? Go ahead, tell your neighbor. What's the circumstances, he said. Verse 4, what's he in? Sweet bed of roses? Everything's going well? He tells it like it is, and he tells it with emotion. Let me tell you something about when you pray. You don't have to play a game. And you don't have to clean up your words. Oh, bless this person because they're yours. Absolutely not. What's he saying? Oh, sweet Father, look at these sweet men. You must have put them in my path for some reason. I'm so thankful for the bluntness of this. Whoever it is that's given him trouble. We know Saul is there, giving him his army is against him. We don't know who he's actually talking about here. It could be all of the above. But what does he say? Sweet nothings? God, my soul's among lions. What? That's kind of odd. It's what he feels. That's how it is. Tell it like it is. Not only my soul, and it really means I am among lions. What else does he say here? I must lie among those who devour. It's almost like, they're after me. Bless them, Father. That's not what he says. Do you see that? This is a real help to me. Because he knows what you're thinking. And David records this for me and for you. Because you need to be this honest with the Lord. He's not even finished yet. I must lie among the sons of mankind whose teeth are spears and arrows. Look at your neighbor's teeth. Just for 1 minute, open your mouth and look at each other's teeth. Do you see any spears or arrows? This is a metaphor for what? You look like a lion. Spears and arrows. Do you see any? Of course not. What's he saying? They are after me. Spears. Gracious, that's crazy. But that's how he feels. And this is what he's saying to the Lord. This is not a sweet little prayer. Bless my sweet enemies. See, I must lie among these lions. I must lie among those who devour, among sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue is a sharp sword. Be exalted. Can you imagine this? Above the heavens, O God. This is for me to learn this. I would have written for the chorus, get me out of here quick. Or kill him now. Any of those choruses, wouldn't you have liked that? I mean, sung it, kill him now. This is for me because in the midst of our circumstances, we need to know that our circumstances are not about us. It's really about God. And he knows what's going on in our life, and he allows us to tell him what's going on in our life. But really, he wants, see, when you sing the chorus, that's the point of the psalm. Lord, in the midst of this situation, when you see their teeth, spears and arrows, lions, I want you, God, to get exalted. I need this. Joanna needs this. Because as a widow, it's tough. And I mean that sincerely. I'm still grieving 5 years later. You that are widows in this room know that it doesn't go away. But what should I need to be saying? You glory, you get the glory, God. You be exalted in my life in spite of what's going on. Because God, you have orchestrated everything for me. God who performs or acts in my life. Let's go to the second part of the psalm. Confident praise. Confident praise. And he begins to speak in the next part of the psalm about the circumstance. And they do change. So circumstance changes. Listen with me because this is what, I think it's my favorite part of the psalm. They've prepared a net for me. Whoever this enemy is, with the teeth, with the spears, with the arrows, the lions, whoever they are. Look how he describes what's going on with them. They've prepared a net for my steps. And the idea, if you could look at this picture of the word, it's almost like they've dug a net. I mean, they dug a hole for my life and covered it up with grass so I couldn't see what's before me, the pit. That's the idea. They've dug this for me. They prepared a net for my steps. They've attempted, they've plotted to get me. And he praises the Lord in this next phrase. Is that true? It's my favorite phrase out of the whole psalm. Look at me. It's actually this. When things are not going well, it's okay to say to the Lord, my soul is bowed down. I can't take it. It doesn't pretty it. Look at your circle. The psalm is a refreshment for me. He doesn't play around with his emotions. He actually says, and it's really a physical picture. And I don't want you to beat yourself up when things don't go your way. Don't you feel like, oh, I should be so happy, cheering, saying, oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's not what this psalm says. Tell it like it is. He told like what the enemy was like, and he even says right now, my soul, I am bowed down. I am so thankful for that phrase because let me tell you, grief makes you feel bowed down. No joke. Don't you think so? Whatever it is you wrote in your circle that you can't fix. I have something in my life now, right now, besides my husband that's gone, I cannot fix. My soul is in agony. Isn't yours sometimes? Bowed down. That's the phrase here. Not up, down. Don't ever say to anybody, tisk, tisk, You're a Christian. Don't talk like that. Don't say that. The Bible gives us permission to say in front of our God Most High, when the circumstances are horrible, I'm down. Walk next to her or him when things are not going well. Oh, God is not absent. And he allows David to say, my soul is bowed down. Look at the rest of the psalm. It doesn't finish there. They themselves have fallen. They dug a pit for me. They themselves have fallen in the midst of it. Everybody clap. Yes. Somehow, we don't know what he's referring to here. But what happened to those teeth? What happened to those arrows? What happened to those lions? What happened to those men? What happened? Turn to your neighbor. What happened? All right, there's a change in the circumstance. Look at the change in the psalm. My heart is Selah. Yeah. Selah. I forgot to say Selah first. Selah. Oh, my goodness. They're in the pit. They wanted me to be in. That's something to think about. I'm having to think. Who did that? Is that me? Who did that? Who put them in the pit? Did it just happen? To God who accomplishes for me. He'll send from heaven and save me. He will send his covenant loyal love and his truthfulness or his faithfulness. They themselves have fallen into it. It's time to cheer. Look at this. You ready? Confident praise. My heart is steadfast. Da, 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 da. I went from. That's exactly what happened. And heart means passions, thoughts, decisions, the inner man. My heart is steadfast, or my heart is firm. Why is he firm? Da, 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 da. Down in the pit they went. That's something to cheer about. He didn't say, oh, this poor man. They got the pit. No. My heart is steadfast. Hip, hip, hooray. My heart is steadfast. My heart is firm. I'll sing. Yes, I wish we had the notes. Yes, I will sing praise. Awake, my glory. He's talking to himself. Awake, harp and lyre. Now, he was a musician. He said, get out the harp, get out the lyre. I'm going to praise the Lord. Why? Because the circumstances has changed. He has sent his love. He has sent his favor. They're in the pit. I'm not. I was, but I'm not now. Because I have a God Most High. That's really what he's saying here. I will praise you, Lord. And he changes his name. It was God Most High. Do you remember that up there? Right now, it's Adonai. Do you know what Adonai means? Ruler and master of the universe. Look what it says. I'm going to praise you, Adonai, my ruler of the universe. And I'm going to praise you publicly among the peoples. I'm going to sing praises to you among the peoples, among the nations. Why? Because look, your covenant, loyal love that you promised to me and your faithfulness has happened in my life. Day after day after day in my life, I can see God's hand of provision. True story in my life, 6 months after Bill died, I'm in Florida. I get a phone call. Judith was with me. Are you sitting down? Yes. The pipes in your bathroom, in your sink, your tub, and your toilet have burst. The entire kitchen is completely flooded. Now remember, I'm a widow, 6 months. He will send from heaven and save me. He will give me his favor and his faithfulness. It's close to 3 years ago. It took 2 years for the flood damage to be right. They had to gut my entire kitchen. Two sides of my house had to be painted outside. That's how bad the flood was. I had to live in the attic and do dishes in the tub in the upstairs in the attic. It took almost 2 years. Now, I wasn't doing dishes for 2 years, but in the attic. But this is a true story in my life. And you would be, was my soul bowed down? At times it was. No joke. Besides, if you looked at for 2 years as you watched this in my life, you would say, she's a widow. What are you doing? I can tell you, God sent his loyal love to me and his faithfulness in so many ways, and I'm going to tell you just a few right now. I had a Christian contractor that handled the insurance, and he was my builder. He and his son, Christians, were in my house for almost 2 years. I wasn't alone having contractors come in, come out, come in, come out, come in, that I didn't know. God was watching. God was working. He was sending his love, sending his favor. I got a brand new kitchen. And this is true in my life. We happen to be people that have had lots of people in our house. And Bill would say to me, Joes, why don't we fix the kitchen? And I'd say, oh, Bill, we've had so many people in our house. We don't need a new kitchen. Who cares if we have a new kitchen? God said, you need a new kitchen. And this is all true. I'd love to have you come to my house so I could show you the kitchen. The electrician who did rewiring for me came in to me as he finished the rewiring from the outside of the house, and he showed me this wire, and I should have brought it to you. It was all burnt. He says, it's amazing that you had your house rewired. You were about to have a house fire. Was God at work? Was my soul upset? At times it really was. So not only did I get two sides of my house painted, a new kitchen, and five floors redone because the flood went all over the place. At the end of the 2 years, guess how much I owed? And I don't know if anybody's had a tragedy that like this where they've had to pay the insurance people. Guess how much I owed at the end? $106. Seriously. God Most High. Oh, God Most High. Have I seen his hand in my grief? Yes. Has it been easy? No. Is he with me? Yes. Look at the end of this. Your goodness, your loyal love is great to the heavens. Actually, you can't put a word on how great he is. You can't give him enough praise. I can't. Oh God, you are God Most High. I'm going to hide under the shadow of your wings till this is over. I'm going to tell you like it is. It's terrible. I want you to be exalted through my life, through this trouble. Look at your circle. Oh God, I want you to be exalted in this, because he will send from heaven and take care of you. He performs all things for you. His love is loyal. His faithfulness is trustworthy. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. May your glory be above all the earth. If you have your Bibles, turn with me as we finish. Romans chapter 8 is one of my most favorite things that I could read you. That's the truth. Remember, this is eternally true. This is not something I made up. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Jesus is the Savior. He is the King. He is your salvation. He is your intercessor. When you don't know what to pray, pray these psalms. But if sometimes I've had it where I've been so sad, I couldn't even speak. Guess who speaks in my behalf to the Father? The Holy Spirit in Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, praying for you and praying for me. What a Savior we have. Listen to this as we finish in Romans. I want you to hear it as you leave. What shall we say then in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? That's God Most High, I want you to hear. We are in verse 8, verse 31. Chapter 8, verse 31. He who did not spare his son, that's God. Who didn't spare his son, that's his sweet Jesus. But gave him up for us all. He gave Jesus up for us. Jesus became sin for us so we could have eternal life. How will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? That's me and you if you are his. It's God who justifies. Who is it that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God. And is also, look at that next thing. Is interceding for us. And oh my goodness, I have said, oh God, pray for me. Jesus, pray for me. That you can do. So we have God Most High. He didn't play around and give us a gift. He gave us his son. Look at this ending here. Who is it that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died. More than that, who was raised to life? That's Jesus. He's at the right hand of God the Father and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship? Or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword, or Bill Arp's death, or my kitchen, or what it is it in your circle? What shall separate you? Look at your circle. What shall separate you? No. Skip to 37. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Who loved us? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I'm convinced. This is what you want to pay attention to and take with you. And I need to take with me all day long, all of the time. Listen to it. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present or the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that's in the person of Jesus Christ. When you want to know if he loves you, look at Jesus. How do you pray when things don't go your way? You look at this psalm, you say this is a psalm about God Most High and me. Tell it like it is, because he'll send from heaven and save you. Deliver you in some form, and he'll send his faithfulness to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Close with me as we pray. God, you are most high, but yet you love us so much. You're like a mother hen that lets us
hide under the shadow of your wings. Oh God, wash us tonight with this psalm. Please get the glory. Please get the honor in the difficulties of our life, because you're our Father and you're with us, and you will perform for us, and you will send from heaven your loyal love and your faithfulness. Thank you so much that nothing can separate us from the love of God. It's in Christ Jesus our Savior. And we pray in his name, amen and amen.